This is the Marketing Showcase podcast. We are here at Old Trafford. Time for our third live podcast of the day. Let's meet our guests. Tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Barnaby Crawshaw, Marketing Manager at Pal Hire. We're a construction equipment hire company from Stockport.
Brill. Okay. Just tell us a little bit about your day here at Marketing Showcase before we start talking about all things marketing.
Bit of a perfect day, really, because I came to Manchester from Yorkshire in 1999 to get a marketing degree.
Right.
Watch United and join a band. So 20 years on, I'm a marketing manager, United season ticket, and I had a record label earlier in my time. So to be here talking about marketing at Old Trafford is a perfect day for me, really.
Some of those things I approve of, some lesser. Whereabouts in Yorkshire are you from?
Wakefield.
Okay.
West Yorkshire.
And Wakefield is not a place with football pedigree, to be fair, so I'll probably let you off on that one. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about the business then. Tell us a bit about what you do.
We are, the analogy I use is we're the Deliveroo of construction equipment companies.
Okay.
We don't own any equipment, but for companies who might typically go to three or four different suppliers, we're actually that one point of contact. So those end suppliers, but between the customer and the suppliers. So rather than making five separate phone calls, chasing five different invoices, you come to us for one thing.
Yep.
And we take all the pain out of that for you. And conversely, there's a lot of moving parts in the industry, so things do often go wrong or get delayed. We've got the network of people that can help it make it go right as well afterwards.
So what does that look like from a marketing point of view?
It's interesting. Yeah, our target audience is pretty much anybody who constructs anything in the UK.
Right.
We do like solar companies, they're quite good for us, yep. But really our target audience is either on site doing something, really busy with their hands, or maybe they're back in the office for our bigger companies processing the invoices. So we have to take a strategy that's integrated, showing up consistently and conveniently for our customers.
Because they're very different target markets, aren't they? So getting the attention of someone who is busy on site,
yeah,
is different, I would probably argue, more difficult than getting the attention of someone that's kind of sat in a nice, comfy office chair. Perhaps they've got, you know, Facebook or LinkedIn open on a tab somewhere or other. Like, figuring out how you get in front of them is probably a bit more logical than how do you get in front of someone who's busy on site. So how do you marry those two things together?
So we take a kind of integrated approach to the consistent messaging across the platforms that we use, but we use SMS as well as email messaging.
Right.
So we've done a lot of work around our time of day for our email sends. We found that 3 o'clock, for example, is great for the office people to open their emails. But also the SMS that goes out, again, that gets good engagement. We're showing up in people's hands when we're not in front of the computers. So, and we repeat that message two or three or four times consistently. So giving them a chance if they are busy, and you've always got something to refer back to and come back to.
Interestingly, I'm not sure that anyone's mentioned SMS before on any of these podcast episodes that we've done. So that's interesting. There's been a lot of conversations I've had with people today that talk about how drastically things are changing, how, you know, rapidly we're approaching a bit of a crossroads in the marketing world, and there's a couple of initials, you can probably guess what they are, that's come up quite a lot. And it's all kind of talk about change and development and what's next and stuff like that. Is that relevant in your world? Does it feel like something where, you know, there's fast-paced change going on?
It is. We're competing for attention, as a couple of speakers mentioned this morning, I think. And for me, the sweet spot for a marketer and a company is to be kind of invisible day-to-day and remembered when companies do need your services. We should be there in the background, not causing any problems, you know, on a day-to-day basis. But the issue that comes with that, the corollary of that with everything that's going on in the industry, is getting cut through. One of our speakers this morning mentioned that engagement is a new currency. Engagement's a new open rate.
Yep.
So you've got to be as fresh on message 10 as you are on message 1. And for me, that's kind of where AI comes in. So the initial seed of thought and the strategy should always come from the marketer and the team that they work with. But when you have to iterate that message two or three or four multiple times, that's where AI can be a great tool. You know, you've done your thinking. How can I scale that up in different ways to keep it fresh for the customer and speak it differently?
This is quite a difficult question to just throw at you without giving you a little bit of time to think about it. So if you need to take a moment, please do. But do you think people in other industries could perhaps learn stuff, or you know, what could people in other industries learn from the way that you operate and what you do?
It is a good question. I think the principles are the same around consistency, integration, repetition, simplicity. It's the old analogy, you know, by the time you said it three times and are sick of it, there's half a chance your customer will be listening to you, let alone recalling it. So saying the same thing consistently, everywhere that's convenient and relevant to your customers is the way forward. You know, we haven't yet activated direct mail at my company, but it's something I'm going to do in future because I know my customers have that channel accessible to them.
Yep.
So I don't think the principles change vastly from industry to industry. It's knowing your audience and then overlaying your business objectives on top of that. So don't do what you want, do what your customer wants and see how you can work with what you want to achieve on the back of that.
What do you see as being the big kind of challenges in your industry over the next 5-10 years?
From a bigger point of view, the drive to net zero is big. Decarbonising the fuel that you use or the actual materials that you use in construction. And we need to play to that from the equipment that we hire to companies, how it can help them look, good is the wrong word, but, you know, credible in the eyes of their end users and to the wider industry and to their investors too. How can we help them get to net zero? I'd say it's probably the biggest driver. And from a consumer point of view, it's that noise and that cut through that I mentioned before. Everyone's trying to get your attention across different avenues and channels. And I think that's where integration and things like retargeting come in. We've got our personal life and a work life, but you still need what you need all the time. So how can we get across every channel possible?
We're nearly out of time. Before we do finish, let's change direction rather dramatically for a moment or two. So right at the beginning, you mentioned you had a record deal with your band. Oh, cool. You've got to tell us a little bit more about this.
So it's quite rock and roll, to be fair. We all met at a party about 25 years ago, to think of it. Yeah, I was the drummer and I met the singer and he knew the bass player separately through a mutual friend. So we all just kind of got jamming in a place called Strange Ways Studios in Manchester, near the prison. They either liked us or took pity on us, because then they developed a record label and gave us our record deal. So we had a double A side. It's probably still on SoundCloud if you look hard enough. We're called Irk the River, after the River Irk that runs through Manchester.
Right, okay.
It's culverted underneath the arena, if you care to look. So yeah, we had a double A side and then we quit at the top, left again.
Are you pretty confident the music part of your career is firmly in the past, or is it something that maybe in the future you can
watch this space?
I mean, you know, Oasis done a bit of a comeback going on. You might have heard about it. It sounds like it's been relatively successful, so you know the precedence has been set.
Never say never.
It's been lovely to chat to you, Barnaby. Thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your day here at Marketing Showcase.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.